In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, says a few words. Obviously, with Good Friday, we have the opportunity to make the Stations of the Cross, you know, throughout Lent, but especially today is certainly the time for us to contemplate and to think about our Lord's passion, his death on the cross, and what it means for us. So just today, we'll think about the sixth word of our Lord on the cross. It is consummated. It is finished. And so we know that the plan of God was to redeem mankind, and this was promised at the fall of Adam and Eve, that even though they fell, that at that time, Almighty God promised that a Redeemer would come. And so he sent his only begotten Son to come to take human flesh in order to open up the gates of heaven again. And so that is what for us that we contemplate and think about, especially during this sacred Triduum. In the divine economy of redemption, the same three things that cooperated in the fall shared in then the redemption. And we think about the disobedient man, Adam, and then on the other hand, we had the obedient man, Christ. We have the proud woman, Eve, and then there was the humble virgin, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And you consider the tree in the garden, and then certainly there was the tree of the cross. And so those are the things that we try to consider and think about. That we know with our Lord's death on the cross today that we commemorate that the redemption was complete. The work which his Father had given him to do was accomplished. So we were bought and paid for with this price of our Lord. And so we can say that these last 3 hours he had been about his Father's business. He had consummated the mission that was given to him. And so the work of acquiring divine life for man is finished, but not the distribution. And so that's what then takes place for all of us. That we spend our time in trying to gain the graces that our Lord is willing to distribute. The graces that our Lord is willing to give to us, especially as we spent this time period of Lent, working toward then the graces that he will give to us on Easter Sunday. And so his Good Friday and his Passion avail us nothing unless we take up our cross and follow him. Unless we truly consider that and think about that. And so sin is the greatest obstacle to this accomplishment of that task. Through our sins, we put up an obstacle to receiving these graces from God, this work of the redemption in our soul. So we can say, for as long as there is sin in the world, Christ is crucified anew in our hearts. And that is our contemplation in the sufferings and the passion and death of our Lord today. That is what we must try to consider, even with ourselves, the sins of the world. But certainly we have control over our own life and our own soul. And so we are able to control how much then we crucify our Lord again. And so let us try to take the sacred Triduum as the opportunity for us to consider and to think of what changes we need to make in our own soul, of what we need to try to do. And we'll leave you with then a poem about this. I saw the Son of God go by, crowned with the crown of thorns. Was it not finished, Lord, I said, and all the anguish borne? He turned on me his awful eyes. Hast thou not understood? Lo, every soul is Calvary, and every sin is rude. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.